Hello, this is David Abrams, and welcome to the Palms West Podcast, coming to you from beautiful Wellington, Florida. In this episode, we hear from Josh Brenzo, one of the founders of Stormhouse Brewing. First, Mia and I talk about some of the factors that make Stormhouse unique. Then we play some of Mia's conversation with Josh, where he further explains the ideas and passions that went into making this brewery a reality and what he hopes Stormhouse Brewing can give back to the community. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the conversation.
We hit the ground running. Our opening was in May of 2020 or 21. So people were ready to go back out, and it was great. And then summer hits, so people are, you know, going back north or whatever. And then we're getting ready for season to ramp up, and Omicron pops up, and definitely, like, the numbers of diners and patrons is lower than we would have expected, but, you know, we're still doing what we can.
And we are back, the Palms West Podcast, back with Mia, and we are going to be discussing Stormhouse Brewing, a conversation that Mia had with Josh Brenzo of Stormhouse Brewing. Mia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to talk about Stormhouse Brewing today.
This was a great conversation that you had with Josh. I love the fact that they opened up in the middle of COVID. They opened up in May of 2021, and it was like the world shutting down, and we don't care. We're going to do this anyway. It's the entrepreneurial spirit, and it's great. I really enjoyed the conversation. Tell me about how you feel that that Josh and his group is trying to differentiate themselves in their brewery. How are they trying to make what they do unique from other venues in the area?
I guess what Josh is trying to deliver to the South Florida community is kind of a new approach on brewing styles here in South Florida. Usually with a lot of breweries, there's a lot of IPAs, like that's the kind of the big variety that you can get. But what he's trying to do is take a spin on traditional kinds of beer and kind of deliver specialty brews and specialty food. So that's another hard thing that's really hard to find is you go to a brewery and the beer is great, but then the food is just kind of like thrown at you, traditional bar food, like no love into it. And they really wanted to change that by specifically crafting their menu to complement certain beers and really focus on the recipes that come out, classic food items like wings and burgers, but also like fun things. Like he had told me that they're smoking a brisket for a brisket jambalaya. So they're always experimenting on different kinds of food and beer they can deliver to the community.
It seems like they really try to be an event and entertainment center as well.
Yeah, that's another thing is they have weekly events. Like Tuesday is bingo night and Wednesday is trivia night. And then they have different kinds of live music on the weekends, whether it be local bands or touring bands. They always have something almost every single night.
So they have bingo night on Tuesday and trivia night on Wednesday?
Yep. And then they have happy hour every single day. So the hours change, like weekdays, I think it's 12 to 6 or something around there. And then weekends, it's a little bit different, but.
I like trivia. I'm really bad at the pop culture stuff. That always gets me.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be good at that one either. I have no idea what the Kardashians are doing right now.
Yeah, I'm a dork. I'm just an accountant. Speaking of which, this guy you talked to, Josh, Josh Brenzo, one of the owners. He was a public accountant as well.
That was one thing he mentioned. I was like, wow, so accounting to beer, that's kind of the life.
Going into public accounting is like boarding a sinking ship. It's like, you know, you'll survive for a little while, but eventually you got to figure out something else to do.
Yeah, you got to fuel your passion somewhere else.
In the interview that you had with him, he was even saying that some of the negative parts of public accounting, he was going to use to not make those same mistakes in his brewery, right?
Yeah.
He felt like he was replaceable when he was in public accounting, and he wants to make sure the people that work for Stormhouse don't feel that way.
That was one thing that I really appreciated that he said, because before I started to pursue my journalism career, I worked in the customer service industry, and I worked in specialty coffee and in restaurants, and you feel so disposable and so uncared for. I had one boss that would not let you eat, and my shift would be from like 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and you're not allowed to break to eat or anything. So it's really nice to find someone in the service industry that really allows you to, or really cares about you and really wants you to feel valued and that you're important and that you contribute to the business. So when he had said that, I was like, finally.
Absolutely. Well, and it's good. It's good morally, but it's also good for business. I feel like in the long run, you'll be better off if you treat people like that, because it's all about the people. Also, we have an article out now about Science on Tap. We have an article about that event on the website now, and I think it's going to be such a great event. They're talking about coastal erosion, coastal maintenance, and water quality issues, which goes so well with the manatee article that we did in the past. So I think that could really be a great event.
It's definitely something that everyone needs to be aware of. And what better time to do it than over some really good quality beer?
That's right. Are you going to go visit Stormhouse?
I would love to. I was actually looking at their menu, and they have some really cool beers. And he told me about one that is actually named after his first daughter. He just had his first daughter, and it's the first beer that they have brewed since they opened. And it was so successful that they've rebrewed the beer 6 times.
Wow.
And that's the Billy Rose Blonde. And then they took the traditional German beer. I have a hard time pronouncing it. The one that starts with an H.
Hefeweizen.
That one. Hefeweizen. They took that one.
I'm really bad at languages, but I'm really good at beers.
You can speak one word in German.
That's right.
So then they took the traditional Hefeweizen and split it in half and put fresh strawberry puree into it, and it's called I don't remember the name off the top of my head, but I know that it probably tastes really good, and I really want to try that one.
And I know we also have an article coming out that you wrote about Stormhouse Brewing, so that'll be great. We'll get this podcast out and we'll get that article out. And and then they're having their 1 year anniversary in May. So maybe we'll revisit this closer to May.
Yeah, I would love to. The owners are they have such a great attention to quality and such a great attention to the well-being of their workers, and community involvement is really important to them as well. So it's definitely a local business that I want to support, and I want to get other people to know and support as well.
That sounds great. That sounds great. I love it. Well, I appreciate you doing this interview, and we're gonna play it now. This is the interview you did with Josh, one of the owners of Stormhouse Brewing. And Mia, I appreciate you joining the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
you see like the impact that the Omicron virus has had right now, and the numbers of like diners and patrons aren't there. But I know when I'm in there, and I always listen to people, and they're like, man, this is such a cool spot for just like North Palm and being unique to have our own beer. And then like we have NFL on Sundays, so people come in and they'll watch the games. And it's like a hangout spot, which I want that to be. I want to get back to the community. That's the whole point of the project. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a safe and fun space for everyone to go to for different reasons. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you want to educate the community on anything with craft brewing or?
Yeah, I mean, part of it here, so South Florida particularly is very focused on IPAs. Yeah, I mean, I love IPAs, so I'm not bashing one by any means. But I think they're, like, the craft beer world is so big that there are so many different types of beers. And, you know, being focused on IPAs is great because that's what the market wants, and that's great. But I would love to, like, try to help lead the curve on, like, getting you into other different beer styles. I mean, some places are great in the area, like making sours and all sorts of different beers. And my brother's got a German background with his beers, so if we put a more Euro-centric spin on some of our beers, that's fun. But just kind of like leading a change to people, because that's the fun part of being in craft beer is trying something new.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, that was one thing. Another thing that kind of drew me is I went on your Instagram and I saw some of your flavors and I was like, wow, I've never seen or tasted anything like that. And that's something that I really want to try.
Yeah, we're trying to just be creative and have fun. And, you know, off the bat, you had to offer a certain, like, I guess it'd be, quote, boring, but more so like what people would expect to find at a craft brewery. And then from there, you start kind of going and see what people like, what they don't like, and just move on from there and get creative.
So going along with that, do you have any events planned for the upcoming months?
Yeah, so this month and next month, we're heavily booked with music. Next month in particular is like music, like nonstop. We have stuff Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the most part. We do bingo and trivia throughout the week. And we just started doing a bunch of discounts for like military vets, teachers, first responders. And
that's awesome.
I think for like right now, I put a big emphasis on February for some reason with music. I've really enjoyed seeing local bands come in and perform and people hang out and enjoying it. So to bring in as many as we can is fun for me, and I think that's a good way to like get people wanting to keep coming out, because there's always something new and fresh.
Perfect. Yeah, that's awesome. I just asked because we want to cover your business as a whole, but we also have a weekly newsletter going out, and we love to like highlight different events going on. So
if you go on our website too, I have our events calendar. Anytime I book an event, it automatically I add it straight to that. So that's got everything that we have booked out music wise. And then we're also in the midst of planning out our 1 year anniversary, which will be, I think we're going to host it on May 22nd.
Cool.
We just need our permits from the city, which they've been cool with. So, but we're planning on getting a lot of breweries out there and some live music and a bunch of different local vendors and really creating a great community space for that day.
And how has your business been with COVID? I know you guys opened at a crazy time. So.
So I guess to start, we signed our lease February 1st, 2020. So the world was much different.
Mm-hmm.
And we were waiting to be approved to brew beer in North Palm Beach, which they know the process of how to approve us for that. And the village shut down when COVID came around. And 5 months later, they decided they were going to reopen and just sent us a message saying, you're good. And that was it.
Yeah.
And it was like a relief, but it was also kind of comical because we were like, we can tell like people were hurting at that time. And I knew they wanted to get a business going. So we hit the ground running. Our opening was in May of 2020 or 21. So people were ready to go back out and it was great. And then summer hits. So people are, you know, going back north or whatever. And then we're getting ready for season to ramp up and Omicron pops up. And definitely like the numbers of diners and patrons is lower than we would have expected. But you know, we're still doing what we can. And, you know, if anyone's not feeling well, we send them home and we won't have them there until we receive a negative test. And, you know, we've been on top of that. Unfortunately, we haven't had any issue there, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Just keeping everyone healthy and safe.
So how is your production process? Do you, like, is it kind of the same thing, like, with the food? Like, you find a good idea and you kind of just see where it takes you, or?
Yes and no. Definitely, like, trying things out. So
mm-hmm.
with brewing, obviously, the time frame is much longer than making food, which happens immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So a minimum brew cycle for a beer would be about 2 weeks from the grain to glass. And, you know, we pick out all our grains, we plant our beers, we order our grains, make the beer, and then the same day you brew it, it goes into a fermenter and it sits for a minimum of 2 weeks, sometimes up to 8.
Wow.
And we have a 10-barrel brewing system, which allows us to brew about 310 gallons is what our fermenters hold. So it's a lot of beer. And after that, you know, you hope that what you brewed is good. And my brother has a very scientific approach, and he's doing a ton of math and not just eyeballing things. And it's cool to see it go from nothing to a drinkable product at the end that people are actually enjoying.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And then, like, you could find, like, my brother really tries to fine tune his stuff to make it the best every single time. So when we make a batch, it's all about not what did we do right. It's about how can we make it better?
Mm-hmm.
So we always fine tune it, and that's our goal. Like, every batch we brewed, from our first beer that sold like crazy, the Billy Rose Blonde, which is named after my daughter, we sold that so much we brewed a second batch, and then a third, and a fourth, and a fifth, and I kept brewing it. And so every time we were brewing it, the goal was to make it better
mm-hmm.
and consistent, because consistency is also important.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then I guess my last question would be, what makes you the most unique? And I know we've touched on it before with, like, the really great food and interesting flavors and attention to quality, but what would you say makes you a unique brewery in South Florida?
Yeah, so Strong Brewing is about creating the most inviting South Florida-focused brewery. We're meant to fit into the community while standing out. We are meant to be a place that people can come enjoy, whether it's by themselves or as a large group or even an event. And every day we try to create the best customer service, the best food, and the best beer, and want you to come back and experience something else the next time. And it's all about delivering one total experience through all of those items.
And don't forget to check out our website, palmswestjournal.com, to get our latest stories. And while you're there, you can also sign up to have our newsletter delivered right to your inbox. Please make sure you subscribe to this podcast today and join us as we share our stories in this Palms West community.